Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Macaques.
What
it's
is
not
it?
Not macaques. It's macaques.
It's a macaque.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Macaque.
Macaque.
Yeah.
Macaque.
Like macaque. It'd be even more macaque in Boston. It wouldn't be macaque in Boston.
Yeah.
Well, we know one thing. It's a badass monkey that doesn't mess around.
Right, right. Got to be careful with that.
We welcome everybody to the 9 o'clock hour. Good morning to everybody. We still got a little Mike Florio to get to. And by the way, Hard Rock has got a triple header. Man, they snuck one in on me. I'll be honest, I did not know until yesterday that Argentina and Honduras are going to play a little friendly, a little warm-up for the World Cup. And Messi's going to be in town to play with his team. I don't know where you rank him. I don't know enough, and I'd be lying, but I know he's the top four or five soccer player, maybe all time, with what he's doing. I know Ronaldo and Messi have kind of gone back and forth, and I know Messi hasn't won a World Cup, and I also know Maradona did, and, you know, he's one of the great ones of all time, and of course, one night I was sitting there and I watched his story. They had a documentary on him. Kind of a screwed up guy.
Yeah,
I mean, he grew up during a real rough time, but was one hell of a player, obviously. One of the great players of all time. But maybe somebody out there in the soccer world can go, no, Joey, you're wrong. Messi's not that good. 35 years old. I mean, he's okay. No, everybody knows.
He's pretty good.
Yeah. Everybody knows he's been a great player.
Right.
So he's in town tonight. I bring that up. And then UM has got a game against Middle Tennessee State. And then just to finish everything off, Sunday, 1 o'clock, the Miami Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills.
Let's go.
A little check-em game to find out just where you are. I thought Kevin had a really good point. Who appreciate him joining us this morning here, as he'll be on the call with Trent Green for CBS. The great neutralizer, and everybody's trying to figure out what it's going to look like. I don't know, because their front seven is really friggin' good. The Bills are banged up in their defensive secondary and most likely going to start two rookies against Waddle and Tyreek Hill.
Best of luck there.
Kair, yeah. Elam, and from Florida, Gator fans will know who he is, and Christian Benford, six-rounder. We'll be out there, and then we don't know what's going to happen with their veteran safeties, who have been maybe the best pair of safeties in the NFL for a while now with a foot and neck injury. So we'll find out if one or both those guys play or they're both out. But that secondary.
Beat up secondary against these two guys.
And our guy, all listen, right. I have so much faith in that dude calling the plays who happens to be the head coach too. He and Frank Smith putting together game plans, and I anytime you see somebody as important as a cover corner position, I know one thing, I don't want Xavier Howard. We can't afford to have X-Man out against their receivers either, because their friggin' receivers are really, really good, including Gabe Davis being back this week. He missed last week, and remember the last time we saw him against Kansas City and Buffalo, he had
Four touchdowns.
And,
right.
Two quarters.
Yep.
So, be fun, man. This whole thing will be fun. I got to bring this up, man. And again, probably not the right day to do it. But Kurt Warner, released something of Tua's 6 touchdowns recently dedicated to the haters. It's incredible. It's almost like a Republican-Democrat thing right now. It's just so passionate. Yeah, well, he didn't divide the country. Yeah, well, your guy's screwing our economy. And just going back and forth, and you see the bad blood. I mean, these guys, we got the ads running right now, and they're vicious. And they run right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, TV's making a crap load of money on them.
This time, yeah.
But so you got all this going on, and it's a little bit on the Tua thing to the point that Joe Shad from the Palm Beach Post, I think Joe's a pretty fair guy. I've known a long, long time. In town, went national, came back. He writes an article, and he had to actually, like, explain how he's always fair, that it's never personal no matter what he says about Tua. And then Tua's off-season trainer, right, Nick Hicks,
mm-hmm,
comes out and says, hey, man, it'd be just really nice. It's always refreshing when somebody's wrong to come out and say they were wrong about somebody.
The naysayers was his quote that he used, yeah.
So and then they got a list of guys that have been negative, and Chris Sims and Sean Payton and Ryan Fitzpatrick recently joined the list, and Keyshawn Johnson, and I there's a list of guys. List, you know, of everybody going through it. I just like to say this, man. He is coming off a really, really good game. Matter of fact, it's one of the two or three greatest passing games in the history of our franchise. I mean, it's ahead of a lot of Marino. Maybe Danny's got one game ahead of him or equal with him, because Danny did throw, I don't know how many times he threw for 500 yards. But I just wish this story, if it continues, would be an unbelievable story. Now, maybe some of you Tua people knew the first 2 years that once he got the right coach and more weapons around him, he's going to be really good, which, by the way, we never knew if that was really ever going to happen, right? But it did happen. In fairness to the team, Chris Greer and all the rest of them, they went out and loaded up. But to me, man, this thing has to do with coaching. And the coaching has been really good. We don't talk about coaching very much. We talk about bad coaching.
Right, that's when it comes up. But not when it's good.
So it's been good, and adding more weapons to him and getting this guy's confidence to get the most out of him, which I think we're doing with the horses. Listen, he might be thrown to the best pair of start. I'm not saying the best four or five, maybe, but the best pair of starting receivers in football right now. I mean, that's going to be popping up every week now that those two play together and all those things. But I just – these articles, because Barry had one too, and he had the hate list of Tua, and I'm like – this guy just apologized and said he was wrong. Like, why are we doing that? Like, just enjoy it, man. Whatever you think.
How many quarterbacks in the NFL do you think everyone is not divided on?
15 or 20?
No, not even close. I would say not even close.
That are,
I mean,
not
you got,
divided
you got guys
on?
Like even like Aaron Rodgers, you hear people like say that, oh, the guy can't win the big games.
What?
Lamar Jackson has guys like that say
what?
He can't win the big game.
I think that you're
not
talking
like
about,
this. This thing we're going through.
Not like this. But again, like, it, you know, I don't know why they want to single out people that don't think Tua is the guy, because every quarterback, with the exception of a couple, have that.
Yeah, I don't know about a couple.
This is just different, just though, disagree. Because this is since the draft.
Well, the
this
other
is,
one.
Since he was the number 5 overall pick, this has happened.
And listen, there's another guy in Philly that's doing the same thing. God bless him, too. Jalen Hurts, and an also very tough market.
Right. A crazy market to be
in. A lot more badasses in that market than we have. So anyway.
But he brought him to the playoffs last year and had a pretty good season. That's the difference also.
Let's kick back, man. We got 15 games left to find out, and then you can all point fingers at each other and say how stupid you are, and, well, you're stupid, and I already know the answer, and you don't, and all the other stuff. Well, listen, Mike Florio will join us in a couple minutes. We'll talk to him. Got a lot of stuff to get to. Want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers, though, for just a second, man. Got a lot of stuff to get to with your South Florida Chevy dealers and the SUV family this weekend for you to get out and start looking around. You want to get a new car, truck, or SUV? South Florida Chevy dealers want to let you know these are the best overall products we've ever had. And Joe Rose talks way too much about the SUVs. I heard that. And I go, hey, back off, pal. I bought a Tahoe, And I drive Suburbans, man, and they're fantastic. They got a new look. They've added more space. And the midsize SUV, that Traverse, feels like a big boy because it has so much space for a midsize SUV. And then our smaller SUVs like the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and Equinox. I fell in love. I bought a Trailblazer. I'm Chevy crazy right now, and you will too. Have you seen the Silverado trucks? We got the perfect truck for your life, man, for your lifestyle. If you need a full-time working truck that does nothing but get the crap beat out of it and work hard for you to make money, we got that truck. If you need a family truck, Silverado makes every kind of truck possible. Strong, durable trucks. That's what they do. Corvettes and Camaros still sexy, but hey, don't take my word for it. Go find out for yourself. We've got convenient locations all over South Florida, new and used, man. Some beautiful looks for you to really enjoy yourself in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love today at your South Florida.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Chevy dealer.
It's a Dolphins Friday here on WQAM, brought to you by Gunther Key. You got to get to Gunther Key in Fort Lauderdale on 441 just north of I-595, or visit GuntherKia.com for car buying done your way. You got to get to Gunther Key. It's Friday. We're going to talk to Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com like we always do here on Fridays. Happy Football Friday to you, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Mike, are you kidding? We thought we were going to get blown out last week in Baltimore, only to have that unbelievable turnaround in fourth quarter, which it's taken a few days to really sink in. What were your thoughts on that game? It looked like it might be 50-20 in favor of the Ravens.
But look, no lead in the NFL is safe. Teams have, for the most part, the offensive firepower where they can score points quickly. And if you are not going to defend Tyreek Hill at all, yeah, you're going to invite the Dolphins to get back into the game. But credit to the Dolphins for not surrendering after that 78-yard touchdown run by Lamar Jackson. It just felt like the moment that the game was over. And we've seen other teams in other circumstances just fold the tent. It's not our day. It's not meant to be. Let's just move on to next week. They didn't give up. They kept going. And it's the kind of thing that for a new head coach, a win like that, get the guys, to the extent that they weren't already fully bought in, it either shows they're fully bought in or it gets them fully bought in. So I think that it was a very impressive performance, and it's the kind of thing that will resonate all year long, and it gives the Dolphins a vibe that they didn't have before. I mean, think about it. The difference between how Bills Dolphins would have felt a week ago and how it feels now, it's one of the best games of the week because of what the Dolphins were able to do. And all the credit to Tua, 6 touchdown passes. He was the PFT Offensive Player of the Week, for what that's worth, and it's really not worth much. But he really has matured and developed and improved under the new coaching staff.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Tua always, he's been the topic of conversation since the guy was drafted, but now all of a sudden after this week. Listen, Mike McDaniel, he's going to get a lot of credit. His play calling was incredible too. I thought that one of the underrated play calls in the game was just the draw play he called, you know, in the fourth quarter just to get things going. But the way that he just lets Tua go in that fourth quarter and the way that they just played, like, hey, it doesn't matter. We're trying to come back in this game or not. The players are buying totally into Mike McDaniel, and it sure looks like it on the field.
Yeah, they have that mindset where they have a play that they call the effort play.
Right.
And when in doubt, just air it out. And when you've got Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill, you can do that. And to their credit, they play to their strengths. You look at teams out there like the Seahawks. They have DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. Do they air it out? I mean, sometimes you just have to put the ball in the air and trust those guys are going to go get it. And if they aren't going to be covered, then it makes it easier for them to go get it. So I just think it was great. But you pivot now to a real challenge this week, because this Bills team has the same vibe that and I, you know, teams in the 80s and 90s, there would be a team every year or two that just, it felt like they were going to kick the crap out of everybody, and it feels like the Bills are that way this year, but the Dolphins have a chance to bust that bubble pretty quickly.
Mike, I got to ask, I thought it was pretty good. The Amazon Prime stuff came out a week late, and I saw your comments on it, and apparently their average 13 million viewers, Amazon obviously's biggest day for new signups. What were your thoughts on, first of all, it came out, usually we know within 24 to 48 hours, this took a week.
Well, and look, I don't think it's coincidental that they dropped this huge number on the same day that they need people to tune in for a far less appealing quarterback battle between Jacoby Brissett and Mitch Trubisky, frankly. They go from Justin Herbert to Patrick Mahomes to that. They needed the buzz. They needed people to think they were missing something. They needed people to realize, hey, these games are going on every Thursday night. It wasn't a one-time thing. And I know some people in the industry that raised some questions and concerns about the numbers, and there may be a little bit of creative accounting in there to get that number to 13 million. Amazon told its advertisers 12.5 million would be the number, and they said 12.5 would be the average all season long. When you get 13 for one of the very best games you're going to have the entire season, it's going to be hard to average 12.5. And I would suspect last night's number is going to be lower than 13. And remember this, too. And I'm not just saying this because I get paid by one of the three-letter networks that broadcast the primetime game every week, but here's the reality. If last Thursday night's game had been on Fox, I won't even say on NBC because Fox had the contract for the last 5 or 6 years. If that game had been on Fox, that's 20 million plus easily. So there's still work to be done to get people to watch Amazon Prime. And there's still work to be done on the technology. I may have mentioned last week the difficulty in fast forwarding and rewinding. I had buffering issues last night, not as bad as last week. And I had streaming side by side. I had the West Virginia, Virginia Tech game on YouTube TV on one set. And I had the Browns and Steelers on the other set. And the YouTube TV stream was crisp and clear and vibrant the entire 3.5 hours. And there were stretches, especially in the first half, where the Browns Steelers got pixelated, buffered. Second half, though, it did perform very well. So we'll see. It's a work in progress. And the reality is, it doesn't matter. We don't like it because this is the way it's going for the next 11 years.
Mike, when does the countdown for Kenny Pickett start, or did it already in there in Pittsburgh?
Well, you know, I heard some things yesterday afternoon that made me think that Trubisky was in danger of being benched during the game last night if he didn't start airing the ball out. I think the worst thing happened last night for the Steelers from the standpoint of possibly turning the page to the rookie. Mitchell Trubisky started throwing the ball down the field. but they still lost, and their offense was still uninspiring all in all. But Trubisky came out and decided to trust his playmakers, and that's really what you have to do. When George Pickens says, I'm open 90% of the time, the caveat is, it may look like I'm covered, but I'll go get the ball. And what happened last night? Trubisky trusted him, threw the ball, and Pickens made one of the best catches we'll ever see. Arguably, Peter King and I were talking about this earlier, arguably better than the Odell Beckham Jr. catch, because number one, Pickens didn't see it until it was right there. He didn't see it the whole way like Beckham did. And Beckham let his momentum carry him into the end zone. Pickens basically twisted his body in midair, defied the momentum he created toward the goal line, and got toward the sideline. It was incredible, but you got to trust the guys, and he did that. Now, Deontay Johnson had a key drop that could have affected the outcome of the game, but afterward, Tomlin said, they're sticking with Trubisky, and this is that opportunity with a couple of extra days to prepare to get Pickett ready. Sounds like they're not going to do it. But hey, coming out of this next game against the Jets, they got murderer's row. It didn't look this way when they put the schedule out, but Bills, Bucks, Dolphins, Eagles, before their week 9 bye, they got some tough games coming up.
Oh, boy, for sure. Hey, you know the other story? It's boring to talk about. The injury bug from week to week. We talked about Buffalo coming in here on that Monday night game, banged up in their defensive secondary, which really allows for the matchups of the two big horses on the outside to have games, big games. But, Mike, that's the one thing that from week to week – I mean, nobody wants to use an excuse because if you lose, you lose. But you get in an injury situation where it's a tackle or a cover corner or a key guy, it can make a big difference. You just don't have guys on the practice squad that are as good as your frontline guys.
You know, I mentioned earlier the Bills have that mystique of a team like back in the 80s where it just felt like they're going to kick the crap out of everybody every week. That happened because there was a real talent gap between the best teams, the worst teams, and the middle of the pack teams. The talent gap has been, and it feels like it continues to get tighter than ever. So games come down to who's available to play that week and who isn't. Who gets the big play in the big spot? Who makes the mistake that's unavoidable? Who's doing a better job of coaching situational football and who isn't? It's a play here, it's a play there, it's a decision here, it's a decision there, and it's a player who's available here, not available there. It's razor thin margin. So yeah, if you don't have your top two safeties on Monday night and you're trying to put an umbrella over what Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle do, good luck with that.
Mike, Sean Payton, when does he take that Dallas job? Is he already signed, sealed, and delivered, or is he waiting?
Now, as we may have discussed in the past in my book Playmakers, we outlined how close he had come to taking the Dallas job after the 2018 season, but for unrelated developments with the basketball team in New Orleans, of all things. I think that the Cowboys will be in the mix. I think other teams will be as well. Payton has made it clear that he'll coach in the right opportunity, and there have been some reports. I think Barry Jackson of the Herald had something about specific teams like the Chargers that he'd be interested in. Look, he wants to go somewhere where there's going to be a great quarterback and what he believes an opportunity to win and an opportunity to have a real voice in how they construct the team. And I think the Broncos could be in play for him. Remember when Russell Wilson didn't want to be traded by the Seahawks, but if he were to be traded, according to his agent, he would go to the Bears, Raiders, Cowboys, or Saints. Saints at the time coached by Sean Payton. So I think that there will be multiple teams who, you know, once we get past Halloween, Thanksgiving, start thinking, we got to make a change here. Who do we want? And that's not the way it's supposed to work, but we know that that's the way it works, where owners decide who they want before they even fire the guy they have. And Sean Payton's in play. And, you know, all that stuff that happens behind the curtain, as you well know, with the punishment of Stephen Ross and the skipping of draft picks, a lot of stuff happens behind the scenes, and I don't think it's going to stop just because the Dolphins got whacked. I just think people are going to be a lot more discreet about it this time.
Hey, we have kind of a weird one going on that I think we all deal with in our own lives, except it's Tom Brady, where you got stuff going on at home and you have somebody you work with go, hey, you okay? Everything? Yeah, having some issues at home a little bit, but I'm fine. You feel like we're going through that with Tom Brady a little bit right now and now that his stuff's become a little bit public here recently, that it's affecting him a little bit, and the focus and the extra day off and everything else?
Well, look, I think, and I wrestle with this, because I wonder, is it fair to delve into these issues? And he was asked about it last week, and he acknowledged, I live my life in the public eye, and it goes with the territory. And it does. When you are going to be in the spotlight as much as he is, and if your spouse is also in the spotlight in a different industry, there is going to be intense interest. The New York Post, page six, is going to want to write about any and all rumors that are out there. CNN is going to have reports. CNN reported last week that Giselle and Tom are living separately. I mean, I would have never expected CNN to report anything like that or care about anything like that, but that's just an example of what's going on here. And hey, anything and everything can affect a player's performance. You see how skinny he looks. He looks almost to the point of unhealthy, especially as you consider the fact that a quarterback needs to have that natural, you know, body armor to help withstand against injury. And he got banged around a little bit against the Cowboys, and he was talking about that. He has a finger injury that they haven't disclosed officially on the injury report. They don't need to. Everybody who's paying attention knows the ring finger on his throwing hand is banged up. So it's 15 more games. They're doing their best to manage the roster and manage the situation. They're shifting toward more of a defense-oriented team and a running approach. But, yeah, I think that something's off, and I feel like this is going to be his last year in the NFL. And, you know, we'll just see how they manage to hold him together between now and the end of the season.
Mike, last one before I let you go. Jimmy Garoppolo, hypothetically, he takes this team to the playoffs. Maybe goes far in the playoffs. Who knows? Because they got a pretty good team around them. What happens after the season with him and Trey Lance and the team in general?
Well, they got a hell of a decision to make. They can't franchise tag him. He will hit the open market unless they sign and do a new contract. I wonder what kind of interest there will be in him elsewhere, because there wasn't enough this year. Now, they would have had to trade for him if someone else wanted to sign him, and he wasn't really in the mix of guys who were available back when teams were lining up their depth charts for the coming season. So the fact that no one wanted him in late July, early August isn't indicative as to whether or not anyone would want him if he's available in March as an unrestricted free agent. If he takes the team to the playoffs, and if he makes a few good throws at the right time, the right spot, yeah, I could see somebody say we want to bring him in as our starter. I think the 49ers have to ask themselves, do they try to keep him around for this next year for Trey Lance? Because, number one, will Lance be healthy? And number two, think of the pressure on this kid. I feel badly for Trey Lance. He didn't ask for this. That's one of the reasons why I don't like the draft. You get involuntarily inserted into situations that may not be good for your career. And it wasn't good for his career from the start. It's hard enough to be the third overall pick in the draft.
Yeah.
On top of it, mm-hmm. The team that drafted you has a quarterback who's taken the team to the Super Bowl. They gave up two extra first-round picks in addition to the third overall pick to get you. And it just puts a ton of pressure on the kid. Think about the pressure that would have been on him this year. Look at next year. It's going to be 10 times greater for him to prove himself in year three. So I think a lot of it depends upon what happens this year, but I could see them trying to find a way to finesse this to keep Garoppolo around, because the basic argument is this: if Lance can't thrive with Garoppolo there, then you can't count on Lance to make a big throw in a big spot to win a Super Bowl for you. But I don't know if that's fair to Lance, but I think that's the attitude they'll have.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it, man. You have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. See you guys.
All right, Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline.
All right, listen, man. We got a giveaway. Everybody's been waiting for.
We do. We're giving you the chance right now to win a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler. It's November 8th at the Hard Rock Live, giving you a chance to win a couple tickets right now. If you can't wait to win, you can always purchase tickets at Ticketmaster.com. You've done a good job all week, Hollywood. What do we got today for your chance to win those Adam Sandler tickets?
All right, so you have to be a real fan to know this one, to get this one here. So
he's been making it harder day by day, Joe.
I need to know the animal in the skit here. Here's a little clip for you.
Yes. Do I untie you for a little while?
No, I'd love to sit on the truck all f***ing. Yes, that would be great. Would you untie me? Because my f***ing hind legs, man, they are f***ing cramped.
All right, there you go.
305-567-0560. Name the animal to Hollywood, and you'll have a chance to win those tickets to Adam Sandler's November 8th at Hard Rock Live. Remember, if you can't wait to win, you can purchase your tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, hey, real quickly, Marlins back in action for a three-game set. with the Nationals in town. And, folks, this is this series and then one more against the Braves, and that's it. So if you're looking for something to do, you know it's covered. If we get bad weather tonight and you want to get out to a baseball game, they've got some really great offers going right now. Matter of fact, just go to Marlins.com/offers and find out what they have for this weekend series for you and your family to really get some great deals here at the end of the season. That's what they've got for you going on with, again, last three games are going to hit the road for a week, be home to play the Atlanta Braves, and then that is it for the season. So if you're looking to go to a game, obviously a Legacy Saturday, but so much more. Got a lot of great deals for you right now to get real cheap tickets and get out and watch.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Marlins and the Nationals.
Do you have a cat who's portly, husky, or maybe even obese? Well, we have great news for you and your large companion. From weight loss coach and author of the best-selling diet cookbook, Are You Sure You Should Eat That?, comes Joe Rose's Cat Salads. Available in three flavors, the Big Billy, the Big Eddie, and the Meow Surprise, where we toss Billy and Eddie's salads together in a tasty mix. Pick up Joe Rose's Cat Salads in a pet store near you, or you can order in bulk at gograbasalad.com.
Woody, I got to tell you, man, that's pretty good stuff right there. We're going to be able to help a lot of people.
Grab a salad.com. How about that?
Grab that salad, bro. Don't be afraid to grab that salad out there. Zach, grab a salad this weekend, man. Had a couple.
Meow surprise.
I had one yesterday. Grabbed a salad. Problem is my cat needs a salad.
Mm. But you grabbed it. Did you eat it or you just grabbed it?
I'm a cat of ours. We eat everything. Mm.
I had a salad yesterday, too, but then I pounded a big thing of Publix wings. So I don't know if that offsets the salad or not.
It's really hard. I get the salads work. It's just really hard, no matter what size. Going, oh, that salad filled me up. Yeah, for how long? 5 minutes?
15 minutes.
Well, you know, competitive eaters eat salads to stretch out their stomach before, like, an eating contest.
I've never heard that before.
Mm. Okay.
Is that fact, or did you just make that up?
Now, I don't know that to be fully accurate, but I do recall hearing that somewhere, maybe on, like, Man vs. Food.
All right.
This is the part where you just kind of get out there on your own.
Yeah, you got a source.
Everybody knows.
I have been told
or,
that, like, especially if you hit a buffet, like, it's always smart to have, like, a very little salad there just to stretch out the stomach a little so there's extra room for food.
Wow. I've never heard that, Woody.
Okay.
Salad before.
It's possible it's not accurate, but I believe it to be.
It sounds good.
305-567-0560. We got to visit the text machine a little bit here.
Text says, please stop the salad talk. I love my current meal plan. P.S. I prefer the term husky. Yours, Fat Cat Rose.
Mm. Yeah. The cat, nobody's feelings are hurt. I know my daughter heard it, and she goes, okay. I mean, he is big.
Husky's a good word.
He doesn't care, though. Yeah. He's a big cat. Yeah. Moves well, though, for a big fella.
You say moves or moves?
Moves. Oh, okay.
I don't know what you said there.
I smell a major statement game coming from the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah,
watch them come
boy.
Out and pick up right where they left off last week. First drive goes for a touchdown and no more than three plays.
Oh, I like
defense
it.
Defense stifles Buffalo. Buffalo's offense. Let's go, Miami.
What's Mike going to do next? What
like
is Mike going to do next? That's all. What has Mike got all planned out? We'll know Saturday, by the way. Have a good idea of who's out. They got to travel down here and doubtful who'll be on the plane, and everybody will have it. They got a lot of guys banged up. But I got to tell you, man, you still got to get a little bit of time and get that ball to those two guys on the outside. I'm sorry. They got to help those guys. There is no way they're going to leave those two rookies at cover corner on the Miami Dolphins' two wide receivers after the numbers they put up here in the first 2 weeks. We didn't have this many big plays all of last year.
I know.
On what those guys have done in two games.
It's ridiculous. You saw just in the fourth quarter there.
Crazy.
Someone asked a really good question. By the way, this guy from the 239, he could come up with topics for the show here. He asked, who needs a better stat line to regain their confidence or maintain their confidence, TVD or Tua? Regain or maintain confidence. So who needs a better stat line this week?
By the way,
more?
That is a very good question.
That is.
I'm going with our college quarterback
here.
Yeah,
I think it's an obvious
answer. He's frustrated. He has not played. Listen, he knows the truth. He has not played great either. And obviously you don't have to be as – Tua's got to be feeling good.
Oh, yeah.
And he's gotten a point now. He goes, I'm just going to throw it. Those guys one-on-one – I'm throwing it to one of those two guys. Van Dyke doesn't have that situation. He's got to make great throws and got to help those guys get better. That's what he's going to play with.
It's a good question, but I think it's an obvious answer. Tyler needs it. He needs it real bad this week.
Texter says he's lifting weights. I almost killed him with that fat cat spot. We don't really promote lifting weights too much on this show. We don't endorse that kind of behavior.
Not
954 says, who needs a salad when we have 7-Eleven Rose hot dogs?
Oh.
By the way, if you visit a 7-Eleven, tell them Joe Rose sent you.
Oh, God. What's that going to do?
When you get a hot dog. I don't know.
Nothing against 7-Eleven. I don't know where they get their hot dogs
don't
from.
Don't say it. You haven't tried one. Don't knock something before you try
it. The last time I was in there, it had to be 3 years old.
You don't know that.
I mean 3 days old. 3 years old.
You might have been closer.
I don't know, man.
I think you need to try one before you say and before you knock it.
If Joe wants to do it, I'll take it
like a gut buster.
Hot dog that I've been able to eat that doesn't give me heartburn. I haven't tried them all. So if you've got something out there you want to recommend, I'm for it. Guys that used to come in and take care of us, Boar's Head hot dogs.
Those are good dogs.
Okay. I mean, I can't imagine that's the only hot dog that wouldn't give you heartburn.
For some reason, Boar's Head hot dogs. How come nobody ever talks about Boar's Head hot dogs anymore?
I don't know.
They're still making them.
Yeah.
Public's still selling them.
Well, it's tricky because they're not in the hot dog section of the
store. Great point.
Why is that, by the way?
You should know that. You went to Publix yesterday.
Yeah, that's true. You went to Publix, even though you got heckled.
I didn't go for hot dogs. She didn't send me for hot dogs.
Uh-oh. Did you know that, though? Like, the Boar's Head hot dogs are not in the hot dog
Hollywood's
section.
Hollywood's right.
Like, Boar's Head has, like, a little... smaller section,
right,
like
deli.
Where they have like some of the pre-prepared foods.
I didn't know that.
I understand that, but
like you go to the hot dog section, you see all like the regular ones, like the ballpark and the Nathan's.
I did get
that.
A chance to have a big Tua fan come over and say hello to me. It was nice. What else you got, Woody?
DC Rob says another failing business for Joe Rose. No wonder the pool boy is over there right now. Jeez,
wow, that hurts.
Mean spirited from DC Rob.
Well, you literally go. For years. You bring the pool guy over. That's just. To me, whether it's a workout guy, the trainer, that could be banging your wife or somebody that's cleaning the pool once a week. It's just, it's not funny. Listen, I saw what it did to a guy. Actually, check that. That would be two guys. Also got a doctor without saying his name. But that hurts. Whether it's the pool guy telling your wife how good you look, how good she looks, or the trainer that's working out, paying her compliments you couldn't possibly keep up with because you work.
Can't do that. The trainer's the scary one to me. Everyone's sweating. You're doing your thing. Yeah, it's bad.
Right. I had nightmares about whether to hire this guy. And I'm looking at him at the door.
Right.
He's really nice. My wife goes, there's nothing wrong with him.
Right.
Are you sure?
Come home. He's got no shirt cleaning your
pool. Karma's a bitch. I might be getting paid back on this one.
You want to give your picks before we get in trouble here?
Don't get in
your
trouble.
Boss is here today.
Oh, is he?
Don't. Just all right, let's give our picks. We have Miami and Middle Tennessee State tomorrow. Miami favored by 26.5.
We got to do the spread, or you don't want to just do win? Or
I can't just do win.
Well, I think for that game, you should probably do the spread, unless you think Miami is going to lose outright.
All right.
26.5 is the spread.
I'm going to take
over under 53.5 before you interrupted me.
I thought you were done. You just kept going. I'll take Middle Tennessee State.
And the points?
Yeah.
I'm going to take Miami. They're going to cover.
Okay, I'm working the game, so I don't do that one.
Oh, okay.
I'm like Kirk Herbstreit.
Wow.
Just say you're you. You always got to throw somebody else in it. What else?
Dolphins and Bills. 5.5 is the point spread. Bills minus 5.5. And the over-under set at 52.5.
I like the Dolphins outright to win this
game. Oh, moneyline Dolphins. Yeah. Wow.
Moneyline, wow.
Oh, wow.
But since you're offering the points, I'll take them.
Yeah, I'm going to take Dolphins to the points, but I like the
money line pays out better.
The football's on you, man, taking the Dolphins straight up. I like
you know,
that.
I'm going to take the Dolphins, by the way, for a third straight week. I don't know if they're going to win outright, but I think the game will be close enough where they'll cover.
Yeah.
Telling you what took place late in that game last year. I know Mike wasn't here for it, and a lot of guys weren't here. There's a little bad blood that's going to be involved in that game, and a lot of it has to do with that quarterback who can yap and he can play. And now we got to slow him down. Good luck, right? We'll see what happens.
I think it's going to be a fun game.
Hey, by the way, that's going to do it for the show. I want to thank everybody for being with us. We're going to try to be better on Monday morning, man. It sure would be nice to come in.
Oh, yes.
Talk about being 3-0. Yeah. Oh, it'd be nice. But if not, got a lot of games left. I need a backup plan. All right. That's going to do it for the show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.